Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It is not often that Ash Wednesday falls on the same day as Valentine's Day, but since it does, I felt it befit the day to begin with a poem. Roses are red, violets are blue, remember your dust, and you will die too. It's odd this day, this Ash Wednesday. It's odd every year. We're about to have this very holy and odd moment where the clergy will be on the other side of the altar rail. You will be kneeling in front of us, and you will be approaching young and old, infants to octogenarians, and we will put ashes on your head and remind you and us that we all will die. What a downer. Why would we do this? Why would you take time out of your day to enter into reality when denial is so much more comfortable and acceptable and typical? From 1980 to 1989, the Canadian progressive rock band Rush released a whole slew of albums, which in my mind were the height of their entire discography. And the first was in 1980 with Permanent Waves, their most commercially successful album. And then in 81, they followed it up with their best album, Moving Pictures. But the real lyrical high point for me was in 1989 with the album Presto. And I bring this up because there's a song on there that to me gets at why we are doing this thing for Ash Wednesday. The song is called War Paint. And the reason it connects so powerfully with what it is to be a human is because it catches humanity at that point in our lives when we, I think, are in some ways emotionally most fragile and most vulnerable, and that is our teenage years. You know, you start out in life, and if by God's grace you have a relatively good childhood, your childhood is a time, and childhood in general is a time in which you're not so worried about what the world thinks of you. You wear mismatched socks and you don't care. You show up in places wearing your pajamas and you could care less. You know, your Batman shirt is appropriate in all situations. You know, you just don't care. But then as you begin to hit adolescence, you suddenly realize that everybody's watching you and judging, and you start to care, and your popularity and the opinion of other people becomes profoundly important. Being cool is now the number one goal in life. And it fades a little bit as you become an adult. A little bit. You maybe become slightly, if you get some good therapy and you take your meds, by the time you hit 50, maybe you care a little bit less about what people think of you. But it's still there. It's still there, very much. You know, we visit people in the hospital when they're sick. You know, you would think someone would want someone, a clergy person who does not judge and is an emissary of the grace of God. You think you would want that person to show up in your hospital room to say a prayer for you and to comfort you. And yet, you would be amazed how often people say, no, I don't have my makeup on. Right? Because you care a lot about how people see you. And that's not to judge. It's just to note that this is a true thing for a lot of people, that we care a lot about how people see us. And in this song, they get it. They talk about what it is to be a teenager. They talk about a boy and a girl. And he says, boy before the mirror, dresses in his camouflage. Girl before the mirror appraises her disguise. So this is what it is to be human. You're worried about what other people think of you, so you do your routine in the mirror every morning to make yourself fit what you think other people want you to be. And what the lyrics get so right, though, in this song is it says the mirror always lies. The mirror always lies because it's interpreted through your brain. And when you see yourself in the mirror, you don't see yourself as you actually are. You see yourself as all kinds of things have trained you to judge yourself, to evaluate yourself, to examine yourself. And it always lies. And we tend to find ourselves going between these two poles, I find. We either see ourselves as more highly than we ought, where we see ourselves more lowly than we ought. And both of those things are not true. And so Neil Peart, the drummer and lyricist from Rush, was right when he said, "The mirror always lies." What we do at Ash Wednesday, the reason we take time out of our day to put ashes on our heads and remember that we're going to die and remember who we are as human beings, the hope is that you connect with a little bit of not the lies that the world and the mirror tells you, but the truth and reality of what it is to be a human. And what we say here is not, you are all good. You know, some churches tell you that. You're all good. God don't make no junk. It was big in the 70s in the Episcopal Church. And we've grown so much since then. It's amazing. It's a very successful message. So you're all good. Or some churches or communities will say, you're all bad. And that's not true. Neither of those are true. And Ash Wednesday says to all of us folks who look in the mirror and see lies, and go out into the world and hear lies, what Ash Wednesday says is you're dust. You're frail. You are weak. And you are temporary. You are frail, you are weak, and you are temporary. And everything we do in this service is to encourage and maybe open a door for you to see that again. And I find it very helpful because everybody out there is telling me, I am strong, I can be everything or anything I want to be. Age is nothing but a number, will never die apparently. Like that's what it says out there. But that's exhausting and false. And it makes you feel like you are the problem and you just need to work harder, try more, and be better. Lenten disciplines are often an excuse for that self-improvement project where you will finally, in the Lord's name, lose those 10 pounds. You will finally get it done for Jesus. You'll trust on your own strength to go to the gym and count your calories or whatever it is. But Lenten appeals are often this thing like grab harder to your own strength and power and finally over these 40 days make yourself the person you've always wanted to be, which is a recipe for failure because we are frail and we are weak and we are temporary. We are dust. And so this is an invitation to come back to reality, to stop putting yourselves on a treadmill that will never get you anywhere. Because if you are frail, weak, and temporary, if I give you stuff to do, you won't get it done because you're frail, weak, and temporary. And you'll feel like somehow you're the problem. You didn't try hard enough. So I'm making no appeals to your strength. I'm only reminding you, as our liturgy does, that you are frail, weak, and temporary. And the good news of that, as you enter into reality, my brothers and sisters, is that once you are frail, weak, and temporary, you now are Jesus' cup of tea. He came not for righteous, but sinners. He came not for the healthy, but for the sick. He came for those who need a Savior. He came for those at the bottom of the ditch, not the top of the mountain. It is true that the mirror always lies. But Jesus always tells the truth. And what he says about you is, yes, you are frail, you are weak, and you're temporary. But you are beloved, and you are forgiven, and you are his. Amen.